can tear me away from my guy.
The old Mary Wells song called My Guy, as performed by the Dreamettes. And on the other end of this line, and we're not going really far because we're only over to Leicester, is the leader of the Dreamettes, Ellie Toon. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I'm feeling great.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, everybody and anybody loves a bit of Motown and soul. I know that our Into the Groove presenter, Joe Molyneux, he's going to love the music that we're going to play. And that is one of them, My Guy. So, first of all, Ellie, tell us how the Dreamettes were formed. Because they've been going since, what, 2006?
Yes, that's right. We're a group from Leicester. All the girls are from Leicester. We started by a little singing group, and it's just got bigger and bigger. I was really into Motown, and I've built up now 12 girls that actually work with the Dreamettes. So we're a really nice family-knit group, you know, and always looking for other talent, other female talent coming in as well.
So with there being that amount of ladies involved in it then, is it the case that, you know, if you book the Dreamettes, you can have probably four lots of Dreamettes out at the same time? Or is there just one massive Dreamettes?
Yes, no, that's right. We've done a couple of gigs where we've all performed together, which has been really, really lovely. You know, we've done it where there's been 12 girls on stage, but we get so many bookings. We sometimes have four different groups out in one night, and we sort of rotate. Some people will ask for certain lineups and we can cater for that. So, yeah, it's really, really great.
So before the Dreamettes, were you performing solo or sort of what were you doing before the Dreamettes?
Yeah, so I was doing solo gigs and got picked up actually from Doctor and the Medics, and worked with them for a number of years. You know, I loved being with them. The rock stuff wasn't really, really my style. I always wanted to get into the Motown in 60s, but I learned a lot. You know, I was only 18 when I went on tour with Doctor and the Medics.
That's Dr. Clive, isn't it? We had yes. Clive on the show probably about 20 odd years ago. It seemed a long time. And he is an amazing person. Full of fun and great to chat to as well. So the name of the band, the Dreamettes, where did that come from? How did you choose the name?
To be honest, we just sat around and we were writing loads of different names down. And actually, I think it was my husband that actually said, oh, I really like that, the sound of the Dreamettes. And then it wasn't till after we learned that on the Dream Girls come out, and they were actually called the Dreamettes, but there was the Primex years ago and before the Supremes. And we thought, oh, this has got a nice ring to it. So, yeah, we just really, really like the name.
So with the, because I've had a look at the music that the band perform, and there's a hell of a lot of songs. But then again, there's a massive back catalogue of soul and Motown songs. So how difficult is it choosing songs for the Dreamettes? As I say, the soul and the Motown back catalogue, it is massive. Do you all sit down and say, well, I'd like to do this one, let's have a go at this one? How does it work?
Yeah, we normally look at songs and we normally know which songs we think are going to suit each singer. We normally say, oh, you know, Stop in the Name of Love, or Ellie, I think you'd be really good at singing this, or some of the Tina Turner songs that the girls have got, like a more of a really husky belter voice. We're all so different. It just really comes together because we've all, you know, some have got softer, sweet voices, and then you've got the girls that are more diva-ish and powerful. So, yeah, we just go on what we think's going to suit each other.
Let's talk about the wardrobe. You think of the Supremes and you think of Martha and the Vandellas and even the Ronettes and the Crystals and loads of 60s girl bands. And whenever you see them on television, the costumes are absolutely gorgeous. Do you make your own costumes? Do you buy them in?
We do a bit of both, really. We have got a dressmaker that we use. We also will buy something in and we'll add to it. But we absolutely love the dress up, and everywhere we go, people comment on our outfits, and the ladies just love the dress up.
I imagine that there's a lot of glitter involved and sequins.
Oh, yes. The more sequins, the better.
Absolutely. I mean, when you've got the lights shining on you just like three little glitter balls on stage, I can imagine. I've seen the YouTube videos, and they look absolutely amazing. They do. What's your favourite costume out of the whole lot for you to wear?
So we've got some sequin silver costumes, and everyone always says to us, "It looks like you've got diamonds all over you." I mean, we'd love to have diamonds all over us.
It'd be nice if you could dream.
It would be, yes. But yeah, I think they're our favourite outfits. They just shine in the light and they just look amazing on stage.
And of course, when you think of the 60s girl bands, and as I say, the bands like the Supremes and everything, one iconic thing about the girl bands is the hair. Does this include wigs with the Dreamettes? Because I know in Diana Ross and the Supremes, they wore wigs at certain times. So have you got a sort of catalogue of wigs that you all wear?
Yes. We always wear wigs. We love wearing wigs. It's obviously, and nowadays, wigs are so popular.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a collection of different coloured wigs and long, short, curly. So we really depend on what we feel in that night, and then just decide, yeah.
I have my beehive wig on at the moment in tribute to the Dreamette. So it's a good job this is not TV and there's no cameras. Well, I don't think there's any, thank goodness. Let's talk about the music behind it. And I know that you work with, sometimes you work with a live band and sometimes backing tracks. Which do you prefer for sort of ease and preference?
We really love both, because we love working with a band because we get the real feel of the live music. However, our backing tracks have been built using a band. So it's really nice that we've got so many different instruments now on our backing tracks. Our band went into a recording studio and recorded them live. It just makes a massive difference, because you still feel like you've got the band behind you. But the atmosphere of obviously having a live band, we just bounce off the drummer and the guitarist, and yeah, it's I think everyone loves the sound of live music.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's a little bit easier to pack away backing tracks. You can't pack a band into a case and just shove it in the back of the car, can you?
Exactly.
Much as you'd probably like to. Now I've seen that the Dreamettes have supported many big names in the past. Who's been your favourite people to work with?
So we did a gig and we met Jackie Gray on. That was amazing. We also sang alongside Liam Payne, who unfortunately passed away, yeah. Who was in One Direction before he actually made it, to the top. At the moment, we're working with an American singer called William Hicks, so we're actually on tour with him at the moment in his show Let the Music Play, the Barry White show. So we're actually in Leicester Square with him today.
Wow.
as a Supreme Dream Girl, so we are part of that show, which are on tour. So anyone that listening, if they want to come and see us, there's some gigs coming up in Chesterfield, which is not far from Nottingham.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we really enjoy working with him.
Whereabouts in Chesterfield? Is it the Winding Wheel, or
off the top of my head, I can't actually
I'll have a dig around. I'll have a
yeah, it is the windmill, I think, that you said.
The Winding Wheel, yeah.
Yes, the Winding Wheel, that's it. Yes, that one's coming up. I can't remember the month, but and there's one in Lincoln as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, people just type in Let the Music Play, the Barry White Show.
They'll be able to find the venues.
They will.
Lovely stuff. And I tell you what, an evening of Barry White and the music of the Supremes and all that. Oh, you know what? I'd be in heaven. I love the music of Barry White, and I love all soul and Motown music. So, I'd have died and gone to Supreme's White Heaven.
It's a fantastic show. It really is. People are up dancing right from the start till the very end,
which is what you want. It's great atmosphere. So, if I had to ask you what your favourite song is to perform, and possibly your favourite artist, who would you pick?
We really like doing Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher. But yeah, I love the Supremes. I think for me, personally, I absolutely love Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got good taste. That's why. So. So where can people find out more about the Dreamettes, the music and the gigs and everything else?
Yeah, so I've got a website. It's called Era Shows. We're at the top of the page. I actually manage that production company. So there's lots of information on there about the Dreamettes. Also social media, Facebook, Instagram. There's a TikTok page. So, yeah, and people can message us and ask us questions. And we always get back. So, yeah, people check us out on socials or on Era Shows.
Marvellous stuff. Ellie, it's been lovely to chat to you. As a massive fan of Soul and Motown and just everything to do with that era, thank you for keeping the spirit of that era of music alive and with sort of live gigs. And I'm so pleased that you said that one of your favourite songs is Higher and Higher, because I've got the Dreamettes version of that to play right now. So thank you so much for taking your time out this morning and telling us all about it. And hopefully we'll see you in a venue, maybe in Nottingham, hopefully. Keep my fingers crossed.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. You have a great day, and we'll play Higher and Higher. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you. Bye.